When he'd first arrived at the Western Air Temple, giving Zuko his own separate room had been a strategic decision. While the others slept out in the cool breeze on the main terrace, Zuko could be barred inside a tight, cell-like chamber to be certain that he wouldn't try anything suspicious. To make absolutely certain that he couldn't change his mind and come after Aang again. From the very start, Katara had been firmly in favor of that strategy. It was safer this way. At the very best, Zuko was an unpleasant jerk, and at the worst, he was here to take them all down from the inside. Keeping him at a distance, especially at the start, was the very least they could do. And now, after Zuko had gone off traveling with Aang, then with Sokka, and had slid far enough down the scale from dangerous to mildly unpleasant that she sometimes doubted that he was unpleasant at all, she was still grateful that he was in his own space at night. Things were better this way. The only difference was that her reasoning had shifted a bit. It certainly didn't have anything to do with the fact that he'd gone out of his way to be sweet and helpful over the past few weeks at the temple. It had even less to do with the fact that he'd been smiling at her a lot recently, and her stomach just happened to flutter every time that he did. She still didn't like Zuko. Not a bit. Of course it wasn't any of that stuff. That would be ridiculous. Katara had some dignity. But she had snuck away from the terrace to have a word with him in private tonight. In his bedroom. What else was she supposed to do? The privacy was still convenient, even if Zuko was slowly proving himself trustworthy. Or closer to trustworthy, at least. "I'm going to need more help with the chores tomorrow." She pushed a loose curl back away from her face. "There's almost twice as much work to do now that you and Sokka brought so many people back from the prison, and we've really been letting it pile up." It was dark enough in Zuko's room that she couldn't make out his exact expression, but she saw him nod.
"Yeah, I sort of figured that would happen. Of course I'll help. Just tell me what you need and I'll be there."
An unpleasant rush of warmth came over her face and she pursed her lips. She wasn't blushing. She could not be blushing.
"Well, I was thinking that we should delegate a little. Aang, Tao, and the Duke aren't always a lot of help, but Appa needs brushing. Between the three of them, that shouldn't take too long. Haru can gather firewood with Toph, since the two of them can load it all onto an earth sled to bring it back here. And Dad was going to take Sokka and Suki fishing so that Chit-Sang can show them some new recipes tomorrow evening. Which leaves..."
"Laundry," Zuko finished for her. "And me. Or us, I guess."
Crossing her arms, Katara nodded.
"Right. I wanted to ask Suki for help, but she won't leave Sokka's side, and I do not trust him anywhere near our clothes. And with 11 people's clothes to wash, I won't have time to finish on my own."
She couldn't decide whether she wanted him to agree or not. The laundry did need to be washed, and Zuko was the only person left who she hadn't delegated a task to, and his firebending was useful when it came to bringing the water up to a better temperature for washing. But he was still Zuko. She still didn't want to spend more time with him than she had to. She didn't. Coming to his room to talk about chores didn't count.
"Sure. I won't have much to do anyway," he answered.
That was a lie. Zuko would be training with Aang for almost the entire morning. Then he would most likely spend the afternoon salvaging what supplies he could from the airship like he did most days. If there wasn't anything to do, Zuko usually made something to do. But if he was willing to help with the laundry, she couldn't complain too much. She gave her most business-like nod.
"Okay then. Meet me on the terrace just after lunch and we'll get started."
Then, shoulders squared, she marched out through his door and into the corridor. And then immediately spun back around, ducked inside his room again, and shut the door behind her. Though it was still dark, she thought she could see Zuko's forehead crease with confusion.
"What's wrong?"
She shook her head.
"My dad's out there."
"What?"
"My dad. Talking to Chit-Sang in the hallway. Definitely going to see me if I leave."
His eyes widened.
"Oh. Uh-oh."
With a great deal more caution than she'd used, he cracked the door open just far enough to peer out into the moonlit corridor. His shoulders slumped as he exhaled, and he pulled back again, latching the door without a sound. This was fine. This was all fine. She was only hyperventilating a little bit, and she absolutely wasn't extremely aware of Zuko's proximity or the soft warmth radiating off of him. She was here to sort out the chores for tomorrow, nothing more than that. What did it matter if Dad caught her sneaking out of Zuko's bedroom? Any assumptions that he might make would be wrong anyway. Her face burned even hotter, and she tried not to see Zuko's silhouette in her periphery. He knows this is your room, Katara hissed, back pressed against the wall. I heard Sokka giving him the grand tour. There's no way he forgot all of that.
Right.
Zuko swallowed, and she tried very hard not to picture the way his jaw usually clenched when he was nervous. She didn't think he was cute. She didn't. After a few long moments of silence, a warm hand touched her shoulder.
I could go out there. This is my room. There's nothing weird about that. I could probably distract him for a few minutes so you can sneak out.
The contact sent a jolt of something soft and pleasant through her body, and she had no choice but to look his way again, taking in his darkened silhouette. She could feel his gaze on her, intense but steady, and though she couldn't see much, her imagination was more than willing to fill in the details. His sharp jawline, his soft black hair, his bright eyes. They may as well have been illuminated in pure sunlight. Logically, she knew that he had a good idea. That if she really wanted to get out without Dad seeing her, without anyone suspecting that there was a weird fluttering in her stomach whenever she got too close to Zuko, then she ought to let him go and draw Dad's attention away. Maybe Zuko would go so far as to ask for Dad's help with something on the airship. He wasn't the best liar, but Dad seemed to have a soft spot where Zuko was concerned. It could work. It was probably the best option that she had. But her pulse slowed a little at the touch of Zuko's hand, and her mind summoned up the image of his smile, hesitant but almost blindingly brilliant. Her own hand reached upward and brushed against his wrist. No.
What do you mean?
That was a good question. Katara wished that she knew. I mean, no, I think I'd rather wait a while. Her mind summoned up his expression again, the way that his single eyebrow crept subtly downward and his mouth pulled to the side in confusion. If that's okay with you. Zuko cleared his throat.
Oh. Sure. Of course.
He gestured vaguely around the room, and this time she didn't have to imagine his smile. She could hear it starting to creep into his voice instead.
Make yourself comfortable.